everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Bills Wire Bills Cast, presented to you by USA Today SMG. My name is Matt Johnson, your host, and alongside with me every single week, my man, David. Dave, how you doing today, bud?
I'm great, Matt. How are you?
I'm feeling good. Watching the game today, but it was a great time. I had a great time with some friends, but definitely left some things to be desired. Today watching the Bills play against this Jets squad, I guess every time we kind of come in, I always ask what your thoughts are. But what does today speak? You know, what of today speaks more to you? Is this a compliment maybe to the Jets defense in how they game planned? Or is this, you know, the Bills, you know, does this speak more to the Bills and their resiliency to kind of overcome and win tight windowed games, perhaps? Which speaks more to you?
What's crazy is we've seen that earlier in the season. We did see situations where, they found a way to win in a tight situation or two near the end of the game. And this was very different. I definitely, obviously for the Jets, seeing them for the second time this season, I'm sure they came more prepared. Adam Gase allowing his coordinators to call plays seemed to work out a little bit better for them.
Yeah.
But to dust off an old quote, the Jets are who we thought they were. They came in and played like the 2020 Jets. And to, you know, my heart goes out to Sam Darnold. It's a tough situation to be in. You know, his future is a little unclear at the moment, depending on how the rest of the season shakes out for them, with Trevor Lawrence in the mix for arguably the number one pick in the NFL draft upcoming, and with another team like the Jaguars who could really use a quarterback like a Trevor Lawrence or Sam Darnold in the mix there as well. Time will tell whether or not we'll see Josh Allen and Sam Darnold shooting matches in the future. And it wasn't pretty, but I'll take it. You know, a lot of people were saying today a win's a win, and it's true. I think ultimately you come out with the win, and then you look for ways to improve seems to be the common sentiment. It was the Tyler Bass show today. This game reminded me of those years that we had Dan Carpenter kicking when he'd occasionally rack up most of the points. And I mean, I have colorful memories of winning games on the golden toe of Dan Carpenter, racking up a number of kicks and scoring most of our points for us. So it was almost like an old school Bills game today in that regard. And Bass set the Bills record today with 8 field goal attempts and tied the franchise record with 6 made. And hey, I'm always happy with a win. So that much is clear. But to answer your question, I will say that the Jets defense looked okay, but the Bills offense looked like it kept getting going and getting a good rhythm going. And then we would get down in the red zone and something would happen, right? We wouldn't get it done, get it into the end zone. Allen had that, I think it was a 22-yard rocket to Gabe Davis. It was a great throw and a great catch for a touchdown that got called back from penalties. So we're still seeing some of the same stuff, right? We're still seeing some of the penalties, some of the turnovers, things like that, that have sort of been a little bit of a black eye and an otherwise really encouraging start to a season. Those first 4 games are always kind of getcha games where a team can get off to a hot start and kind of catch all these other teams with their, youngness in the season, sort of get a good jump. And it's great for the record and it's great for the standings. So now it's a good chance to build on that. If they can win 6 more games, 7 more games, that should hopefully, with the competition between Miami and New England, lock them for the division crown. But looking at the schedule, and I will say this, Matt, the schedule, the teams that we have remaining, as tough, even just looking at a couple of them, as unbelievable as it might sound, are teams that this Bills team can beat. They're beatable. Now that doesn't mean it wouldn't be an uphill battle to do it, but they're capable of it. Even the way they played against Kansas City showed that, hey, you make some corrections and you do some things correctly that maybe were weaknesses or weak areas. You do that right, you have a shot at winning that game. So they were in the mix. I think it shows that they can compete with the best teams in the league, whether or not they'll do it. We still have a matchup with the Steelers, a couple games with the Patriots, and then also the big game with the Seahawks coming up as well. So those are things that I had in mind as I was watching it today. I do not believe the Jets defense was so much that our offense could not overcome it. It did just look like we struggled once we got into the red zone, but we had a great rhythm going downfield, great momentum building up each time. Our short game execution was as advertised, you know, throughout this season. Got a good run game going a little bit there. And whatever reason, once we got into that 20, 30 yard area, just had some difficulty getting it done. And thankfully, Tyler Bass got us a win today on his foot.
No, most certainly. You brought up a lot of great points. You know, this was a gritty, tough football game. And listen, we know the Jets are the Jets, all right? They're 0-7 right now for a very good reason. But it's, you know, again, you know, everybody was saying, don't overlook this game. Don't overlook this game. And I don't think it was, you know, an incredibly unfair point to make. I think on my side of things, I think I will give the Jets defense a little bit more credit, especially first half. And yes, I will agree they were a very good red zone, you know, defense and just keeping the Bills from moving. But yeah, first half they definitely played much better. Second half was not quite did not quite go in their favor. But yeah, the Bills won a gritty. It was a gritty, tough football game. I think one that people wanted them to see. They did move the ball like effectively, like stat wise. It wasn't a terrible day across the board for like, well, I mean, rushing, we're still trying to figure it out. But from a passing perspective, you know, that Josh Allen passing, Josh Allen 300 yard passing thing, he got that going. So.
Unfortunately, no touchdowns, but that 300 yard passing is hard to ignore. I mean, seeing him get back up at that number is encouraging after a couple off weeks. And the Bills defense looked good. You and I have been talking about that on a weekly basis. Is, hey, when is the defense going to show up? When are we going to see that defense we've come to know and love under McDermott? And they looked good. This might be the first time this season that throughout the game, you know how I think it was last week, how I said that the Bills defense looked like it was trying to build some momentum and get some momentum going. And it looked like at any moment they might kind of hit that tipping point of sustainability throughout the rest of the game where they could just put pressure on. We saw that today, and that was really encouraging. I mean, causing two turnovers, getting a couple sacks, it was a productive day on defense and at least looked better. If they can keep this up and get stronger, we've seen the difference that Bills defense can make in making these games winnable and more accessible to the win by holding the other team. I mean, the Jets put up 10 points. We came all the way back. I think we had 3 points on the board. We came all the way back and finished with 18 points without them scoring again. That's pretty good considering they had 10 points going into halftime and we held them to no scores in the second half is a positive. And if they can continue this, you know, look at what we were talking about with the Chiefs, where the Chiefs are just winning games because their defense is holding the other teams to, you know, under 20 points. We've seen what defenses around the league can do in making these games winnable for their offenses. And as our offense continues to sort of find its way back to the way it looked the first four games, which you can see him trying to do that. And Josh is throwing a bit off the hands of defense and coverage players' hands, which is not scary necessarily, but it doesn't, you know, it's not the greatest feeling either. Trying to force it in there to dig
or
things like that. It's right off the hands of the coverage. So as they try to find their way back and kind of work out whatever they need to, where these penalties stop killing us, where we stop feeling rushed or urgent to the point of turnovers or penalties, and if the defense can continue to play like this. Looking at the schedule the rest of the way, they can beat these teams. There's going to be a couple really tough tests, and then, you know, a couple really harder ones too, because we're going to be playing against teams with great coaching and good defense. So, yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking about as I'm watching this. Obviously, the Bills had a handful of tight ends out today due to COVID safety procedures. They also had some injuries to the starters. We were still without John Brown, but we got Matt Milano back, and he made an impact, especially late in the game on that last sack with White.
Yeah.
So the Bills had more time of possession in the first matchup with the Jets, and it was kind of flipped this time. The Jets seemed to kind of dominate on the possession time side of the ball, which may have leveled out near the end of the game, I think, but at least through most of the game, was able to control time of possession a little bit better. And I think all things considered, I'll take that win.
No, for certain, bud. It was, yeah, I mean, we did see some nice looks from this team. And it's good to see. I think, you know, we are getting more consistent play from the defensive side. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, were they letting Frank Gore get big chunk runs off? Yes, they were. Were they letting Sam Darnold sling the ball a little bit in the first half? Yes. But they're actually starting to tighten up in the second half when we need them to tighten up the most, instead of coming out hard in the first half and unraveling in the second. So there is growth there, and I don't know if people see it yet, but there's something happening there. There's definitely something happening there. We've seen it with KC a little bit last week. I know Clyde Edwards-Helaire had his day, but you know the defense tightened up a little bit in the second half, and that's good. That's when you want. If your defense is going to play, you know, be good one half and not the other, that's the way you want to have it. That's certainly the way you want to have it with how we're going to go about this. But yes, there are certainly other great, you know, great offenses that we're going to come into play over the next couple of weeks. And I mean, obviously, you know, we got the Patriots coming up, which they aren't playing too well. I think things are going to play into our favor as long as, you know, the Bills don't get too cocky and arrogant after this, which I don't think they will, but certainly things are looking up, and they may not seem to the general fan's eye, but, it's little things that are growing, that are growing in brick by brick, just keeping making this thing come better. We know how it is. You know, the last couple of years, the Bills got off to hot starts, and then you start running in a stiffer competition, and everyone's like, it's over, it's a wrap. And it's certainly not that. I think this Jets game came at the absolute perfect time, and honestly, this Patriots game next week, not to look, you know, that's our next game, that's the next game on the schedule. I think they're both coming at the perfect time. You know, of course, you can't discredit Bill Belichick, but we've seen the last 2 weeks what this Cam Newton, led Patriots team is doing. And I think it's going to allow some more time, you know, for this defense, which is, you know, still trying to be the best version of itself, to kind of come together. And I'm really liking, I've really enjoyed what I've seen the last couple of weeks, even though the results haven't been necessarily what we wanted. It's happening slowly but surely. So I'm happy.
Yeah. I'm glad to see the run game starting to develop. Also, over the last two games, that's been a topic of conversation along with the defense. Tyler Bass missed a couple today, but also he's showing that range, right? The big boot, as I call it.
Yeah, 53 yarder.
53 yards, yeah, 53. 48, 46, 37, 29, and 40. Wish we could get those ones he missed back, but all in all, again, you know, he scored our only points today, so it's hard to complain.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that it's good though, because, you know, yeah, he did miss those couple and you're like, oh, rookie kicker, huh? Losing your mind. But at the same time, it's like, that's the kind of clutch we need though. You know what I mean? How bad would it have been if the Bills are driving, they're making these long, great drives. Of course they can't find the end zone, and Bass is missing these field goals. And then given the Jets, you know, way better field position to start off than they certainly deserved. You know, things, the result would look very, very differently today. You know, we could be talking about a Jets win here if Bass is not nailing those field goals. So I think from a repetition perspective, this is the perfect game. Obviously, like we said, six field goals made. from various ranges. That's a good confidence builder. It's certainly a good confidence builder. And and I think that we needed that. I think the Bills needed that to see that from this rookie kicker. They need to see him develop confidence. We've had so many kicking issues over the years. So many. The Bills are known for kicking issues. One of our most infamous moments in Bills history is a kicking issue. So we're starting to get that, you know, we're the consistency, the confidence build up. And that's going to, I think it's going to be important, you know, as we get further and further down the line, we get into tighter games with much better opponents on paper and from a competition standpoint. I think, honestly, yeah, they didn't score any touchdowns today, but I think it was a really, really good day for Tyler Bass. And I was very happy to see him produce as well as he did.
And for what it's worth, you consider that Gabe Davis touchdown. If we hadn't had that penalty, which if I remember correctly, I think it was an illegal formation call. If we didn't have that, we'd be looking at a different score. And it would be a little bit less cringy. But I'll take a cringy win over a loss any day of the week. So that at least there's that.
No, certainly there's certainly something to be built off of it. You know, for sure. Other than that, I don't think there was too much I was overly concerned with. You know, the Bills offense did what it normally does aside from score touchdowns. The defense tightened up. Special teams was obviously fine. There wasn't too much to take away from this game, honestly. Little optimism, certainly, going forward, like we've been talking about for the last 10, 15 minutes. But other than that, it was just like, oh, okay, sweet. We did it. We got the win. On to the following week. So we'll be talking about in a little bit. So is there anything you wanted to add to this, to the story before we go into the drive summary?
You know what? The only thing I'd love to mention that I think just piggybacking on that as to what we could maybe look ahead to is that some of the offense is getting a little predictable. We saw them stuff an Isaiah McKenzie play that we've seen a couple times recently.
Yeah.
Today. And Allen did target Diggs and Beasley a lot. And I know that's going to be different when we have some of our other tight ends. Croft had a good day. Beasley had a good day for the most part. And they made an impact on offense. But, you know, he was targeting Diggs and Beasley a lot. I would have loved to have seen the ball go to Gabe Davis a little bit more. That would have been great. You know, seeing how good we are in the short game, I'd love to start seeing some plays to the tight ends across the middle a little bit more often. Guys that are hard to bring down but can get you first downs, just because we seem to be really good within that range. Today watching it happen, I almost wish they just stuck with that once they got near the red zone and just kept running those plays, because that's what seemed to stagnate or stifle it a bit. Other than that, just that decision Allen made in the fourth quarter, not to hand the ball off or to throw it, but to take the ball himself and run with it. Normally, I'm not terribly worried when he does that, because he usually has a good eye for that. And I'm pretty confident in his ability to make an impact with his legs. In that particular situation, you could see the hesitation and him kind of overthinking about it a little bit. You know, thrown in the slot, and Beasley seems to have worked out better for them in the past in situations like that, might have been a better option than going with the fake run. But only other thing, AJ Epenesa, I watched him moving while he was on the field today, especially late in that game. That guy, I think, is going to become a terror on defense for opposing offenses. I was just watching how big he is and fast, and how he would miss a tackle maybe all the way in the backfield, kind of like back of the pocket, right? Miss a quarterback would scramble, try to get away from him. Or a player running with the ball, and he would circle back around and get all the way caught up near the line of scrimmage and be right in the mix when that player was getting hands on him and getting tackled and stuff like that. I almost feel like that guy's going to break out any moment, and I'm hoping it's in our next matchup against New England. I'm kind of hoping that McDermott and Bean have some inside insight on how to defend and attack Cam Newton. and that we might start to see some of those kind of breakout performances in the pass rush because it was better today. And we did a little bit better against the run too.
No, we most certainly did. I think this is one of Epinesa's better showings. You know, he's been quiet for quite some time. You know, he does a play here and there, and he makes a play here and there, but the longest time it's been like, they took him as their first pick in this draft, but it's like, oh, Gabriel Davis is performing better. Zach Moss is performing better. I don't know what to make of Epinesa, but I think, you know, as we're still trying to figure out this rushing defense, that I think they're going to start game planning for Epinesa a little bit more, just start utilizing him more, more consistent play. And I think it's only going to, you know, hopefully it pays off dividends, because he was one of the, you know, higher touted players at his position coming out of this draft. And I think that's why Buffalo, you know, picked him up so high. So might as well show him. And I agree. I hope he finally has that like breakout big time performance against the Patriots this week. Cause I know they've had some offensive line issues, and Cam is trying to scramble. He doesn't look anything like he used to. So I think that it'll be the perfect opportunity for a guy like Epinesa to kind of have his day and, you know, let's tighten up on the run defense.
Absolutely.
But all right. That's kind of our little discussion aspect of the show. We're going to take a look at the drive chart. So game started off with Jets had the ball, and it was a very impressive drive. I'm going to give them a lot of credit here. Obviously the first couple drives are that feeling out process, but I was very impressed with how the Jets moved the ball down the field. I got to give them credit. We don't get to see that very often. And they went 62 yards and 11 plays, and we're up 3-0 with a Castillo 29-yard field goal, who I think was, I don't even know if he's like their main starter. I think they have like Sam Ficken or somebody. They've had some weird kicker issues that I'm not entirely certain about. But regardless, it was a solid first drive for the Jets, who kind of established early, like, hey, you know, we can move the ball on you guys as much as good as you guys can move it on us. So a great start there. On the Bills' first drive, they travel 48 yards on 7 plays. Josh Allen hitting Cole Beasley, starting to get that going. Tyler Kroft gets moving. He picked up a 12-yard pass on that. Devin Singletary. Josh Allen's looking actually pretty efficient at this point. And he took off for a 7-yard run and hit, trying for Gabe Davis. Then, unfortunately, a missed field goal on Tyler Bass, 45-yard missed field goal, which is a tough break. I mean, that's the first field goal, so people are just like, freaking out. But yeah, that's how that drive ended.
It does seem like he's trying to find some consistency. You know, that may be the rookie's challenge this season. We saw what he did last week, getting a career long of 48 yards. But we also saw that miss he had right before the half against Kansas City, and you and I discussed after the game the difference those points can make near the end of a close one. And today we saw a new career long for him later in the first half of 53 yards. So the misses are tough, but it's good to see that silver lining and good to see that progress. And of course, as I joked earlier, the big boot.
well, most certainly so. So it's whatever. It's a rough start. You shake it off. He had a quote today. I forgot it. I don't know it verbatim, but it's not about, you know, how you make, it's like how you respond after you make, something along the lines of that. I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but it was, it spoke volumes to his kind of maturity, and he's right. You know, when somebody does something bad on a football field, when it's, you know, when Josh Allen has a turnover early in, it's like, okay, you know, it's all right. It's not the end of the world. How are you going to respond? You have a bad game. How are you going to respond to the next game? And I think Bass has that mentality down packed, which is a very good sign from a maturity standpoint that, you know, he's going to be okay. I think he's going to be okay. But regardless, next drive, Jets get the ball back. They go 51 yards on 12 plays, and they have a turnover on downs. They had a fourth and one. And I'm honestly like, did they have the personnel for it? Probably not. But where they were at on the field, you know, they were on the They were on the Buffalo's 18-yard line. Absolutely go for it. You're running the ball up the gut. You're kicking the crap out of him there. If I were Sam Darnold, I probably would have faked that handoff to P. Ryan and then moved to the outside. And I think he probably would have had it in that instance. But the Bills, I mean, that's a big deal to stop a fourth and one, rush right up the middle. Because we know that's been one of their weaker points. So big confidence booster. That's how you start building those brick by brick. That's how you start building confidence. That's a huge stop because, the Jets have been moving very efficiently at this point on the game. Next drive. That's the end of the first quarter. The second quarter, Bills have the ball. Right. 56-yard drive, 9 plays. And, Allen's scrambling a little bit. He's hitting Cole Beasley. They benefit from a nice roughing the passer penalty.
Yeah, that first drive, Allen ran a few times, and he's starting to remember to slide, which is nice. I know he has a penchant for diving headfirst and to get the yardage, and I love the hunger and the passion of being willing to lay out for that. But, for all intents and purposes, we need him healthy. We need him under center to make a run this year. And he can also, when he gets his legs going a little bit, he can really disrupt some of that coverage and make some big plays. It's been good to see that coming back the last couple of games as he develops in his passing. Hopefully that'll continue to sort of free that passing up the more the run game gets going.
Yeah, I mean that's football 101, right? The better your run game is, the more effective you can be in passing. So, certainly the idea of having Josh Allen being able to take off, he's been a little hesitant. I mean, I'm not going to say hesitant, but you could tell he's trying to make those passes. He is trying not to take off as much. But when you have to, you have to. Luckily he has the playmakers to make that a thing. But unfortunately, the Jets defense showed up big here. Big on this drive. They couldn't really get a whole lot going. The Bills are buried at the they weren't buried. They were in the end zone. Red zone on the Jets 14, and Allen got sacked. Big 8-yard loss and a fumble recovery for the Jets here, which is that's no bueno, but a poor offensive line play doesn't exactly help that situation.
Yeah, you're right, Matt. It was weird. That thing we talked about earlier about just how they started to look like they had that rhythm on these drives. And then once they got near the red zone, how that rhythm got staggered. It's almost like they tried to start figuring out how to score instead of just keep going to what had been working, what got them downfield in the first place. And this was one of the first and kind of most, at least in terms of where it was maybe the most noticeable, was Allen going down on that fumble after they were trying to find someone to put the ball in the hands of. I kind of wish they'd have kept that run game going that got him down there.
No, I absolutely agree. Because it was working. It was chipping away. And, they were shotgun. So, Allen's backed up a little bit. He has some time to think and make a read or do something. The fumbling, it hasn't been as big of an issue for Josh Allen this year. There's been some moments, but it hasn't been a consistent issue where I, like last year, if this happened last year, I'd be like, oh, okay. But he's actually tightened up a lot with his ball control, which has been nice. A solid drive, unfortunately, ends in the red zone with a fumble turnover. And the Jets get the ball back. All right. The Jets go 52 yards on 7 plays, and they get the first and, well, only touchdown of the game. They move the ball pretty effectively. I'm not even going to try and say some of these guys' names because I never heard of them. that's what this Jets offense is, unfortunately. But regardless, P. Ryan got a 5-yard touchdown run, blasted right through. And so you're starting to see, it's the run deep. It is what it is. But whatever, the score is still in reach. It's only a 10-0 lead. And in the second quarter, these Bills have plenty of time. They have plenty of time to make up ground, whatever. Let the Jets have their 15 seconds of fame and move on from it. But they get the extra point. So, yes, Jets are up 10-0 late in the second quarter. Now, The next drive, Buffalo answers back 42 yards on 10 plays, and they get on the board with the beautiful 53-yard field goal from Tyler Bass to bring the score up 3-10.
Absolutely, and they got the run going on that drive. Allen hit Diggs for a good pass downfield and started to look a little bit more comfortable since he had been trying to kind of make that connection up until that point in the game, and it just was not connecting. They would settle for that field goal, and Diggs was a little rattled on an incompletion, but he would return healthy, and they put some points on the board, so that was really encouraging.
No, I mean, most certainly, like we said, that's how you want to do it. If you can't go, let's get some points. And, you know, with a field goal, you're only down by a touchdown at this point. And, you know, luckily for them, they get an opportunity to make up, you know, to catch up a little bit further. On the next drive, Jets, 21 yards and 6 plays, an interception, big interception. Let's see who grabbed that. It was,
It was Dane Jackson, seventh-round pick, making his first ever NFL start after being called up from the practice squad this week for this game. He gets the big interception, the first of the year, by the way, for the Bills secondary. We've been
pining for
that one, I think. You've heard me express my feelings about, you know, not seeing any Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer picks so far this year, so that was a breath of fresh air. That was awesome. And it got the Bills another shot before the half. And this time, you know, Bass hit another 48 yarder. So talk about a turnaround what good momentum going into the end of the first half.
No, most certainly so. Yeah, they didn't have much time to work with, but they did. They marched 43 yards in 6 plays. And yes, a 48 yard field goal, 6-10. You know, that's a fantastic position to be in. And, you know, as we all know, we're going to get to some more drives. That was the end of the Jets scoring pretty much after that touchdown. It was a wrap for them. You know, so they go into the locker room for halftime with their heads held high and deservedly so. So here we go. Third quarter comes out. The Bills, 24 yards on 9 plays. That's not bad. And then, of course, it ends with a Tyler Bass 46-yard field goal to bring the score 9-10, pulling it in, pulling it close. You know, that's where you want to be. That's why you pay kickers.
And Andre Roberts kicked that drive off, Matt. He's an oft-touted great return man, is how
fantastic
people describe him.
Fantastic.
The analysts mention it almost every game, and he has been good, but been waiting to see one of these big returns that he's known as a great return man for. And sure enough, he set the pace and got some momentum going right off the bat with a 58-yard return.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you acknowledge that. Cause I mean, that's important. Special teams is so important. It gave the Bills a lot of good field position today, quite honestly. They were near midfield or whatever. And obviously we know the red zone issues that the Bills offense had today, and it helped make things a lot easier for Tyler Bass. So I'm fantastic point. I'm glad you brought that up. Next drive, the Jets get the ball back 12 yards on 4 plays, punt the ball away. Then the Bills get it back, 78-yard drive, 14 plays, ending with a Tyler Bass 37-yard field goal. On the drive, Allen hit Moss. Moss was having a pretty solid day today. It's at least solid usage. Feeding Moss quite a few times. Cole Beasley here for quite a few gains actually. Singletary ripping off a run. Isaiah McKenzie getting some looks. Gabriel Davis for 11 yards. It was a great drive, and you know it had the Gabriel Davis touchdown, the 22-yard touchdown that was nullified by the illegal formation. But regardless, it ended very well. Tyler Kroft getting some looks. It was a solid drive. Aside from the penalty, it was a solid drive. You know, him getting just about everybody, I think, except Diggs, involved in that offense. I was very, very happy with how that one ended.
That was a big catch by Tyler Kroft as well.
Huge.
Down the sideline. I mean, we almost needed that to, like, get the off offense going. I think going into the fourth quarter, he only had 3 targets on the day, but totaled out at 58 yards. So I had been wondering when they would get him and Davis more involved. And like we said earlier, I mean, you take that penalty back, that's a Davis touchdown and a big one at that. So hopefully in the future, we won't find ourselves in that situation again, and we'll be able to put those points up on the board, and deservedly so. That was a great pass and a great catch.
Oh, fantastic. I was like, oh, he's going. He's going to go. And then he Danny Dimed himself. But I'll give him full credit. It was a fantastic sideline catch. And he probably got, you know, way more yards than he should have off the sideline. It was a really great way to stretch the field out and get that ball even closer and make things a little bit easier for Tyler Bass. I think, 37-yarder, that's a shoe-in, basically. For any decent or average kicker in the National Football League. So fantastic job by Croft. Fantastic job by Croft on that. The Jets get the ball back. Punted away, 0 yards on 3 plays. Not great. This drive is where I really started to notice how much this Jets offense, you know, isn't moving the ball as effectively as it did in the first half. And then secondly, obviously the Bills defense is certainly tightened up. They're trying the same stuff. They're not getting too crazy. Maybe that's a fault of Adam Gase or the offensive coordinator. Maybe that's their fault. Maybe it's execution's fault, but it's you can't deny that the Bills defense certainly tightened up in the second half and made things much, much harder for this Jets team to even do anything. It ended up being an only an 8-point game. They were within winning distance the whole time. They were only down by a touchdown, a final result. They're only down by a touchdown and a 2-point conversion, so the Bills defense really did show up well here in the second half. Fourth quarter starts off the Bills 50 yards on 7 plays and an unfortunate missed field goal here by Tyler Bass. But regardless, another solid drive. Beasley getting tons of looks here. Tyler Croft, 38-yard pass. Devin Singletary getting some looks, and then unfortunately the field goal, 37 yarder. So he had made a 37 yarder and he missed a 37 yarder. And I mean, the Bills are still in the lead at this point. So, they're still up 12-10 right now. Next drive, Jets punt the ball away, negative 1 yard on 3 plays. It's hard to win like that. And then the Bills get the ball back 46 yards on 8 plays, ending with a 29-yard field goal for Mr. Tyler Bass.
Absolutely. And we saw the defense start to show up. One of the Bills Mafia's favorite Bills, Jerry Hughes, caused a fumble. And the New Jersey recovered it, I like to call them, and had to kick the ball away. So the Bills offense had plenty of chances today, and I'm hoping that, all those missed opportunities to take it further into the end zone necessarily will be a building block for the game next week and hopefully for the rest of the season, since I know that was a little bit of an issue last game as well. But they kept getting those shots on offense. I'm glad they were able to walk away from most of them with some points on the board. It's rare that you see an NFL game where a kicker misses 2 field goals where it isn't a hot topic of conversation, but we have a rookie, it's his first year, and it's hard to ignore the distance that he is booting successfully from.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny too, cause I was at a gathering, at a party, and there was drinking involved. Everyone's like, ugh. I had these friends, just very extreme. They're very passionate Bills fans. Like, oh, Tyler Bass, losing their mind about him. Where's Hauschka? And I was just like, oh, stop. Just stop it right now. Pump the brakes. Very passionate fans, but it's like, pump the brakes, buddy. It's not that serious right now. If it's like an entire game of missed field goals or extra points, yeah, that's a little serious. But he's a rookie. Let him build confidence.
Not to mention the fact that we've only had to punt it once in 2 games.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, that's a big deal. That's a very big deal. It shows a bit of an uptick in offensive efficiency, most certainly. So that's another fantastic point. Bajorquez, I think, pointed that out on Twitter or Instagram or something like that. Mm-hmm. What a life, right? making big time NFL money and only has to punt the ball. barely has to punt the ball, has to hold for field goals. Oh God.
He's looked good this year too.
He has
a couple really big kicks in the in those last couple games before that. So
no, he most certainly has. So, Bohorquez is doing great. I'm all for it. Next drive, Jets, 3 yards, three plays, punt the ball away. Bills get the ball back, well, essentially one last time. They still technically get another one, but 37-yard drive, eight plays, and ends with a Tyler Bass 40-yard field goal. And this brings us to our final score of 18-10. But, yeah, I mean, Josh Allen's still utilizing it. You know, this is where I'm going to kind of give the Jets defense credit because – because Diggs, while targeted as much as he was today, he was pretty much a non-factor. Big play here and there, big play, you know, big play here, big play there. But he was pretty much a non-factor in this game. And I mean, luckily for them, they have the Bills' sake. They had that talent depth where they still could advance. Because yeah, while Diggs is being isolated and taken out of the equation, Cole Beasley's having a really good day, and Tyler Kroft is having his moments. And this and that. So it was nice to see. I mean, Diggs has been one of the best producing wide receivers across the National Football League. And honestly, one of the most consistent players on this team. And yeah, sure. He dropped, you know, a couple targets didn't go his way, or he didn't get the yards that he would have expected. But what he did do is taking defenders off some of these other key playmakers and leaving room for them to, you know, them to win the game. And, you know, Diggs is completely unselfish in that manner as well.
And that right around that time, that's when Allen ran that play. I think it was on 3rd and 1, right around near the 20-yard line with 2:08 remaining. And you don't know if you're going to get the ball back. You don't know if you're going to see that ball back on offense again. That's kind of when he had that hesitation play where he decided to take the ball himself. And by the time he decided to do that, you could see the defense just was eyes locked on to him. And so he wasn't able to get close enough where he could extend the play or extend his body or anything to get it over for the first down. And, you know, I will say this, Matt, especially with the way that they played today, for what it's worth, I was confident in the Bills defense at that point in the game, based on their performance today, to come through and get a stop and hopefully get us the win. And sure enough, White and Milano on that next drive showed up big. I'll let you take it from there. It's pretty fun end to the game for the most part, aside from some penalties.
No, most certainly is. So here we go. So the Jets trying to get something going. I'll just break down this entire last drive. All right. So Tyler Bass kicks off 65 yards to the end zone. Touchback. Jets get the ball. Sam Darnold gets sacked for 8 yards by Trey White and Matt Milano, which was a big deal. They had trouble getting – and I can say they had trouble, but they weren't getting in the backfield as much as you would have thought as they were. But that was a huge, huge play. And I think it just kind of sucked the energy right out of this Jets offense. Next play, Sam Darnold out of the shotgun. He goes incomplete to Rashad Perriman. And there was a couple injuries on this play. Hyde popped Perriman. It was rough. It wasn't a helmet to helmet, which I do have to acknowledge, but ooh, that was a little scary. That was a little rough. He got him good. And obviously both men carried out, but it did give the Jets an unnecessary, it gave the Bills an unnecessary roughness penalty, but it gave the Jets 15 yards and a fresh start essentially. Next play, they 10-yard penalty on Fant for offensive holding, which, you know, the Jets are, it's like, oh, we're trying to get something going. And every time it's just back and forth, back and forth. Next play, Sam Darnold takes a sack by Jerry Hughes. And then here we go. The curtain call of the day, Sam Darnold looking for one of his favorite targets, I think, over the last couple of weeks, that Berrios intercepted by Jerry Hughes. Fantastic ending. There's a penalty on the Jets for unnecessary roughness, and this game is a wrap. I think there was like 1:08 left, and instead of, you know, they played it smart. The Bills, they were right there. They could have, if they wanted to just tack on a couple more points just for the sake of it, they certainly could have, but they took the kneel down, let the clock run out, and that was it. for Bills and Jets. And Bills won't see the Jets at all, again this year, sweeping them in the annual series, which is good to see. There's been some times where the Jets have given the Bills some, certainly given the Bills some trouble over the years, and it's been at random, most inconvenient times, but it's good to, you know, have the icing on the cake here for a clean sweep of the Jets.
And a big ending for Jerry Hughes.
Yes.
In a matter of moments, a sack and an interception off a tipped throw, which you and I have kind of waxed poetic on the categorization of the tipped throw, as well as the bittersweet nature of it. If your team pulls it down, it's a great feeling. But man, if it's your team that it happens to, what a sinking feeling that gives you. So I'm really glad that that fell in our favor. We had a couple of close calls on both sides of that game between the two teams, with passes that looked like the other team might, you know, catch a tip ball off the hands of, you know, a receiver coverage. And so what a day for Jerry Hughes. What an ending to that game. And for the Bills, you know, we're going to need to be better and more disciplined on offense, right? It's the same tale that we've been telling for several weeks now. We're going to need to be better and more disciplined on offense if we're going to beat teams like New England a couple times, if we're going to compete against teams like Seattle and Pittsburgh, who are likely playoff bound pending some sort of unprecedented or unpredictable change of events.
Yeah.
And these games, like I said, are winnable, but it's going to be an uphill battle already. And that's even more so if the penalties and turnovers continue, which Coach McDermott often describes as beating ourselves. And so that being said, the defense looked good, and it feels good to be able to say that. It looked good in terms of pressuring the pocket and opposing the quarterback with pressure, getting some sacks and turnovers. They did better against the run, and all of which is going to be important in those matchups we have coming up.
No, most definitely. Most definitely. So something very good to build off of. And as we already said, the Bills and the Patriots scoring out for the first time next week. And what an exciting match. It's definitely an exciting matchup. We all know the history and how much the Patriots have given the Bills the business over the years. So this, a victory here, again, something that can't be overlooked. It can't be like, oh, we're just going to walk in and beat them. But I think a victory here will be a very good spiritual victory for this Bills Mafia team that has been honestly just tortured by the New England Patriots franchise for the last 20 years. So obviously a victory last year would have been a much sweeter, I think, with Tom Brady, with everybody kind of there. But we'll take what we can get. We'll take what we can get. And whatever, it's, if they lose, it's their fault for not restocking or signing Brady. It's on them. It'll be a good spiritual victory for the Bills if they can pull it off.
And not to take anything away from that New England team, but we are essentially playing against Bill Belichick. You know, this is a team that's sort of rebooting in New England in real time, sort of streamlining a little bit of a, I don't want to call it a rebuild, but we'll just call it like a restructuring of personnel.
Yeah.
A lot of players left to sign with Miami. I'll put it this way. A lot of Patriots players left for the Sunshine State between a couple teams down there. And so they're also a team finding their way that's looking up in the rankings and records and seeing the Bills pulling away just a little bit. You know, it's still shouldn't be treated. Coach McDermott commented on that today, as you can't look at record because that can change. You want to prepare for each team the same, and hopefully we'll do that. And you know, I'd love to get a couple wins against New England this season just to continue to take that visible step forward that this team has each year under being a McDermott.
Yeah, I think that's really the ultimate like last step. Not last step, but it's like it's a big sign kind of going forward. You know, if you can sweep the division, that would be fantastic. But yes, you cannot take a Bill Belichick team lightly. I don't care what personnel that they have. And you know, look how tight things were today. And you know, there was moments where it's like, oh, were going to be the Jets' first victory. You know what I mean? Honestly, there were some scary times like that. So you can't go into these games that overconfident as a team, which I think the players don't really do that. I think fans sometimes are just, and it's not a knock. They just love their team, but you know, just like, it's this team. They're on paper inferior to us. So we should just kind of steamroll them and walk over. But yeah, I mean, Bill Belichick has proved time and time again that he's, you know, one of the greatest coaches of all times, whether you love his methods or hate them. He's one of the best game planning coaches of all time. And maybe he's lost his touch a little bit. You know, that certainly happens with age. We all know, we know plenty of coaches that kind of their ways, which found them success for so many years, become almost archaic and the game changes around them and they don't change with the game. But it's, you can't deny Bill Belichick's greatness and his ability to game plan. He's seen the Buffalo Bills. You know, they're struggling against teams that the Patriots are struggling against teams that they don't see every year. You know, they don't see every year. They get different looks, but these divisional games where you're going to see a team twice, you see them often. Belichick knows by now, from a defensive standpoint, he knows Josh Allen's tendencies. And, you know, he's seen last year they moved the ball against a very good defense, you know, as effectively as they could. So, yeah, can't deny what Bill Belichick has done, you know, can do, what he may do and what he has done. So this is certainly not a game to take lightly.
And hopefully the Bills come out and they play that game inspired. That's what I'm hoping for. The same way that we've seen this team come out, earlier incarnations of this team last season or two at times in big game situations, you know, aside from hiccups, they were a little bit better against Kansas City. That was kind of more the type of game that you expected them to have, where at least they were in the game and had a shot at the end against the King of the Hill here in football, the defending champions. I'm hoping they come out and play inspired football against the New England Patriots.
I certainly hope so. But that's pretty much a wrap on this episode. David, is there anything you wanted to add, bud?
Just that it was great to talk about this game and look ahead to next week's matchup. And looking forward to our discussion afterwards, Matt.
No, most certainly. I'm looking forward as well, man. We will connect next week. We'll have, for our listeners, we'll have an episode ready to go for you Monday morning. So make sure you tune in and make sure you tune in all week. Stick with the Bills Wire team, writing articles, sharing stories, opinions on all sorts of things. And if you know, we got a little gaming or like a predictor thing that I'm doing horribly in. So if you want to go see my record and picks up to this point and want to laugh at me, be my guest. I don't care. Make sure you tune in. This Bills Wire staff does such a great job of prepping and, you know, just pumping out stories day in and day out. And I really feel they deserve your attention. I think you'd enjoy it. If you never read an article from Bills Wire guys before, I think you'd really enjoy it. But that is a wrap. On behalf of David and I, till next time, go Bills.
Let's go, Buffalo.